In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
So today's gospel is very deep and rich in meaning, and it really is describing like an image of our spiritual lives. So this Samaritan woman is very, very much like us, and Christ draws her more deeply into the spiritual life. And when she comes to draw water, the Lord asked her to give him a drink, but she said the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And actually she was afraid that she might cause trouble because it wasn't considered, the Jews considered the Samaritans to be heretics and even have pagan ideas mixed into their beliefs. And so for a Jewish person to receive a drink of water from a Samaritan person would be considered sinful. And in this, St. Theophylact says that the woman's virtue and prudence and conscientiousness is revealed. So in other words, she actually cares about Jesus. She doesn't want to cause him trouble, which shows that she's a virtuous person in one respect. And so now that he's drawn her a little closer and a little deeper, he begins to speak of more profound things. If thou knewest the gift of God, by which he means if you knew what eternal blessings God bestows, and if you understand that I, being God, am able to give you these things, you would have asked for and received living water. And here Christ calls the gift of the Holy Spirit water, because it spiritually cleanses and refreshes those who receive it. And so now the Lord sees that this woman is eager to receive what he offers, and is very insistent that he give it to her. And so the Lord now calls her to go get her husband. And in so doing, reveals that she's in fact living in sin with a man that she's not married to, and also tells her how many husbands she has had. And yet, there are many people that would say, well, mind your own business, or, and that's not as sinful, and, she might have just walked away and been offended. And yet, this woman doesn't do that. In fact, she marvels at him and becomes even more attentive. She says, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And now she asks a question which had been on her mind for some time, obviously, about where the proper location is to worship God. Back in those days, people unfortunately worshiped idols, and of course, so if you wanted to worship some idol as a pagan, you would go to some shrine where there'd be some idol, and then that's where that particular god was, and of course, that was false and mostly demonic, but people even tended to look at the God of the Jews in the same way to some extent, that God just only would appear in the temple or something, and that's where you would have to worship God. And the Samaritans believed that the proper place to worship God was on Mount Gerizim, and they understood that this is where Abraham took his son Isaac to be sacrificed. So in a way, that was also a holy place. So Christ reveals to her that it's not a question of worshiping God in the Temple of Jerusalem or on Mount Gerizim or any other holy place in particular, but those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so in order to do that, we have to be in the Holy Spirit to really be in the presence of God wherever we are. And of course, our church is set up to help us to worship God more effectively. But even then, it's not enough to just, just come to church only and say some prayers and then we think we've done our duty. Actually, we need to be close, we need to draw close to God in spirit and in truth at all times. And so now this woman references the Messiah who's going to come and tell all things. And Jesus simply says to her, I that speak to you am he, I'm the Messiah. Now, when the Jews were demanding to know, well, tell us plainly, are you the Christ? And Pilate asked him if he's the king, and they don't want to believe him. They're like, there's no way is not this the carpenter's son? They would say to him and things like this. So here's this simple woman who's probably illiterate, and yet she's easily able to believe that this is the Messiah because she's in his presence and he's kind of drawn her closer to himself. So she has not even seen any miracles, but because of these virtues that she actually does possess, that she cares about other people and so forth, she was able to receive the knowledge of the truth more quickly and become, as it were, a vessel of the Holy Spirit. St. Theophylact puts it, the words of the Lord kindled such zeal in her heart that she left her water pot and, ordained to the rank of apostle by the faith taking hold of her heart, she teaches an entire city and draws it to Christ. So then she runs into the city, tells the people there that they should come and see Christ. And so then they all come out and see him. And then, of course, they invite him to stay with them, which is very much in contrast to those Gadarene people who tended the swine, because they, after Christ cast the demons out of the men, they wanted Christ to leave them, you know, unless something worse would happen. But these Samaritans wanted him to stay with them. So St. Theophylact again says that her soul was aflame with divine fire, and she disregards all earthly consequences, even shame and dishonor. And so, in a way, you know, when she went to tell all the people in the city that Jesus pointed out her sins, that she was living with someone she wasn't married to, and that she'd had five husbands, you know, this is a little bit embarrassing for her, a little bit humiliating. But she was willing to risk that, her own reputation, and just is only concerned about the truth now and about the fact that this is extraordinary, that the Messiah is out there by the well. So in a way, we also should imitate this Samaritan woman, because when we come to church and prepare ourselves for Holy Communion through prayer and fasting and confession of our sins, we encounter Christ by partaking of his body and blood, and we are filled with the grace of the Holy Spirit. And so our job then is to live a Christian way of life to such an extent that others will see our good example so that they may benefit from it and also be drawn to Christ. And I wanted to share with you just a little, a couple of lines from a homily by Father Alexander Mean, who was a famous priest during the communist days in Russia. And he says, "So now all of us are in the same position. At first we believe in the words written in the scriptures and in other books, and we believe what other people tell us. But the happiest moment in our spiritual lives is when we come to know the mystery of God, the mystery of the Lord Jesus, as revealed in our hearts, no longer through the words of others, but through our own instincts and our own profound experience. We, like the Samaritans, guess at what is true and ponder on it. But he is near us. He reveals his word to us. Only we must be ready to hear him, like that simple woman of Samaria, like everyone who has ears to hear and hears. Christ is risen.
He is.